Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cash, chilling as usual. I'm a main man, Father Time on the line. Time, and what's happening, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
You know how we do it. Wednesday night, getting ready to kick back, had a little fun, chill out, relax. Brother, what's happening?
Oh, nothing much. Just waiting for this moment right here.
It's a good time.
My kids is going to bed.
Great ass.
Relaxing hour. That's what's happening.
Yes.
Man, what's good, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hi, Mrs. Claus. I like that picture.
Thank you.
Yeah. How was your day today?
I've had a good day.
That's good. You always sound like you have a good day. Yeah. So what's going on tonight, y'all? It's relaxing hour, okay. But it ain't quiet time.
Oh, no. I'm just a little, I'm going to tell you right now.
I know
I'm
you're still sick, ain't you?
So. Yeah, I'm still under the weather. I'm trying to fight it, man. I'm trying to get on. Hold on. Hey, man.
You need Mucinex, don't you?
Man, I need something. Candy, what's happening?
What's good?
We chilling. Liquor store, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, you know my super producer.
Hey, I need everybody to go ahead and log on, man, and join me in the chat room. I'm logged on.
Man, you need to.
I can multitask.
No, you can't. You're late on the. You ain't multitasking, dog. You ain't multitasking at all. Hey, but check this out, man. I heard something today. Well, I actually heard it yesterday. Now, I want to make sure I'm saying this right. Lady pheromones? Is that how? Am I saying it right?
Pheromones? Yeah.
Okay. Now, I heard that a lady's pheromones are supposed to be the most intense while you're on your menstrual cycle. I need to know, is that true?
Okay, well, first of all, let's do this.
Have you ever noticed, like, right before they start their period, they want to do it a lot?
Hold on for a second. Let's do this. For people like me, I need somebody to explain to the listeners and me what a pheromone is. So everybody's on the same page.
Okay. It's like a, how can I say this? I'm not going to say
it. It's a hormone.
Yeah, it's like a hormone that that your body sends off.
Okay.
Now,
was that Candy's voice?
I
heard
her body, not his body, her body.
What I said well, like I said, I mean, now I heard that, and this was told to me, that it's most, I guess we're most attracted when you're on your menstrual cycle. Now, I'm not too sure if that's true or not, but y'all being ladies, and I'm going to go down the line because I don't want everybody yelling out at once. I'm going to go down the line, and I'm going, I mean, if you believe that, yay, if not, nay. I mean, give me a reason. I mean, okay, I'm going to start with you, Candy. I'm going to start with you. You believe that to be true?
I don't know because I'm always horny.
Okay. All right. What's your name? What about
mm-hmm.
you? Do you feel like you give off the most, your pheromones are most intoxicating when you're on your menstrual cycle as far as it comes to a man?
I think it's heightened, and I think that's why it's worse. That's why we want it so bad when we own it, because we can't have it.
But I think it does increase.
Okay. Liquor Store, what about you?
I can't say that I'm more attractive when I'm on my cycle. I have had a man that it seemed like when I was on, you know, like he always wanted it. Like I felt like he only wanted to fuck while I was on my period. Like that was when he wanted it the most.
So you saying nay? You saying yay or nay?
I'm saying I think it depends on the man.
Okay. All right. Butter, what do you think?
Well, like Candy, I'm always horny, but at the same time, when it right the week or two before my period comes, I am inhaling a lot of chocolate, and I want it like all day, every day.
Okay. Now, I also heard that it's like your whole demeanor changes, the way you walk, the way you talk. I mean, like your whole demeanor changes, like you become more vivacious, more sexy. But now, I don't know. I mean, I'm asking. I really don't know if that holds to be true. But do anybody feel like that? I mean, like, I'm not talking about the week before or the week after. I'm talking about during. Do you feel more sexy, more vivacious? Do you feel like, okay, this is, you know, I'm feeling this. You know, I'm feeling myself. Does that coincide?
Okay, well, with me personally, I'm not going to say I feel more sexy when I'm on my menstrual, but I do definitely have the desire to have sex. It's definitely higher. I've had a couple of men that didn't mind while I was, you know what I mean? Like, shit, fuck it. You know what I mean? You my girl. Let's get it. But I think I'm hornier while I'm on my period than I always want it, but I think I want it more.
Okay. Oh man, let me ask my brother. Hey,
I think that sex is way more I'm sorry, I just added thought. I think that if you do have sex while you're on your period, I think it's a whole euphoric feeling, like different than, you know, when you're not.
Okay. Let me ask you, bro. Would you do it?
On a period?
Yeah.
Probably, nah.
You never.
I've never done it before, nope.
So, I mean, it ain't never been one time you with your girl now. I ain't talking about no just random. I'm with your girl. You ain't never been like, fuck that. I don't take a shower, do whatever it is. Whatever y'all do, fuck it. I'm just horny.
No, dog, honestly.
No. Okay.
I think it's tighter during that time, too. My pussy throbs and stuff like that. I feel like it's contracting more. So it probably feels differently during that time, too.
Okay.
All right, well, let me ask, as a man, if you've ever done it while she was on her menstrual, how did you feel? Like, did you feel more attracted to her, or did you feel that the sex was better or euphoric or different than when she wasn't in her period, if you've ever done it?
Well,
Palmer can't answer that question, obviously, but if you keeping it real,
I have, and I mean, you know, I guess when you think about it, because it's like you bypass that whole scenario, and it's like you like fuck it. It's like, I don't know. I think it's like, how can I put this? It's like you get nasty. You already feel like, all right, well, we doing something. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. You're like, all right, you know, you kind of look at that as a forbidden thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing it, it's like, okay, we getting nasty tonight. So it's like you kind of like, I guess you probably get more into it. You probably get more aggressive about like, fuck it, well, I'm already getting nasty. I might as well just go for broke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to say that's something that you're going to do on a regular. I'm not, that ain't okay. I don't give a fuck. But, I mean, every now and then you probably have like, okay, well, fuck it. Let's go. You know? I mean, but now, I've never done no random. I'm not going to do no random, motherfucker. But now, motherfucker that I'm with, and I mean, we in an established relationship, I have. I'm not going to lie to you, I have.
But did it feel differently or no?
It was more, like I said, it definitely was more aggressive.
Okay.
It was definitely more aggressive, and it was like, you know, it was the biting lip. Fuck it. Let me ram as far as I can go inside of you. Fuck it. You know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's definitely what it was. Now, let me ask.
Sound like she's about to come right there.
All right. Now, let me ask. Now, Butter, let me ask you. Now, you're more of a dominant type woman. If you felt the urge, would you do it? Or is it that, well, I just don't believe in that? Because you got a lot of women that don't believe in it.
Well, I mean, honestly, I never believed in it. I thought it was nasty because, you know, women, you know, there's an odor to carrying a blood on and all of that. But I have been in situations where I have done it, and it was more emotional, more intense, and all of that because of the situation. Like, I was dating a guy one time, and he had to go out of town, and it was out of the ordinary, and I wasn't expecting him to go. So I was kind of sad, and he just was like, come here, baby, and put a towel down, and we tore it up, and it was intense. And then, you know, in my last relationship, you know, was very intense, you know. So I have experienced it, but I always thought it was something that you just don't do. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
I thought it was dangerous, really, actually, because you have a hole and there's blood coming out of this person.
Hey, let's not go there. It's wonderful. and it tastes fucking fantastic.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop. Hold on, Lisa. What do you mean dangerous?
I mean, like, say that you are in a serious relationship, but that you don't, I mean, you in love and everything, but you don't know what that man is doing or that woman is doing, and then you're having sex and there's blood involved. You can, you know what I'm saying? Like, what if you have, like, a...
Okay. Like
ingrown hair that busted, and then that blood is, you know, that's...
Huh? Wait a minute. Hold on. Now you lost me with the ingrown hair.
Like, say you know when they say you can catch AIDS from having a sore or herpes,
okay,
because
so,
having to open something.
Right. So you are talking about a sexually transmitted disease, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. So you kind of threw me off with the ingrown hair thing.
I mean, having a sore or something open, and then you don't know what this person has, thinking that you in a serious committed relationship, and then you decide to have sex while y'all on, and while she's on her cycle, and then you catch something that you can't get rid of.
Okay. Well, you really killed everybody's mood for that, but all
right.
Right. I was saying.
Having flashbacks up until.
I mean, you just really killed the whole mood. Wow.
Just saying, I still enjoy it myself, so I ain't gonna stop thinking about how good it was for me just because it's the truth.
Oh man, I'm gonna make a new rule
because of what I say.
Yeah,
Lord have mercy.
Every rule we get
is because of what I say.
Pretty much. New rule is this: we call. We call the show, or we do the show, for enjoyment. We do the show for pleasure. We don't do the show to be... This is not a conscious show like that. I mean, we understand the do's and don'ts, the ins and outs, the pros and the cons. So can we kind of leave that nosy stuff off the show, please?
I will leave my medical opinions out of it.
Serious. I mean,
I'm serious too. I will leave my medical issue comments out of it.
We got people on the show. Damn, it was euphoric for a second, and then it's like, oh damn, I ain't called AIDS. No, come on, people.
I didn't mean it to sound that awful, though. Really?
Yeah, but you did. It did.
Okay.
It sounds that awful.
Well, I promise I won't say nothing more about my medical opinions about nothing. Is that just for me or for everybody?
No, that goes for everybody, but it really stems from you, but it goes to everybody.
I'm sorry about that, everybody.
Okay. Well,
close your eyes and think about how good it was, that's all.
On a nicer note, I can remember the last time, and that's not to say that that's something I do all the time, but there's, like I said, I mean, you know, if there's that person in your life, like, I have that one person I cannot say no to, and I don't give a fuck what the circumstances are, you know what I'm saying? I could be on my way to the moon, and if that motherfucker call, I'm like, okay, I got to make a pit stop before I go to the moon. So, you know, it's like, shit, if he wants it, I don't say no. That motherfucker be like, shit, I'm on my way stripped butt-ass naked and have a sandwich in your hand, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. So.
Time.
You.
Wow.
Where you at, man? God, come on, man. I need some conversation here.
Hey, man, I'm flowing. I'm listening to the ladies. What am I supposed to do, interrupt?
I think you've done that before.
Hey, I'm working on myself.
Okay.
Working
new
on myself.
Finding a new him for 2016.
Damn Skippy. I asked y'all to join me in the chat room. Ain't nobody join me. I sent y'all invites.
Man, would you get on this damn show, man? God damn.
I am on the show. What are you talking about?
You know what? Forget it. I'm done.
It's going to be all right.
Oh, boy. Okay, anybody, I'm going to open the flow up. Anybody got anything they want to... I'm sorry, y'all. I don't mean to keep coughing, but I'm a little under the weather today, so...
Oh, wow.
Everybody just shut up. Okay, wow.
I feel like we should talk about rainbows and flowers now.
Hey, let me ask the ladies this, though. Let me ask the ladies this. Now, y'all say y'all get so horny when you're on your period, but I thought women be at their horniest when they're pregnant.
Oh, that's true, too.
Yeah, that's true. There's lots of times where we're horny. Whenever you get through with it, shit, I wake up in the morning and I'm horny. The fuck?
No, I'm not saying just a regular old horny. I'm talking about that top tier type horniness when you're pregnant.
Okay,
is that true?
When I make lots of pills, I get fucking horny. And shit. It's just the way
that had nothing to do with the question I asked. I'm talking about the top tier, like, you gotta have it. You gotta have it. Is that when you're pregnant, or is that when you're on your period?
All the time.
But
when I was pregnant with my daughter, I felt like I was mad at the world. I don't know what it was, but I didn't want nothing by me. I was like, the evil bitch of all.
And when I was pregnant with my daughter, I wanted it, but I couldn't take certain smells. So if you smell like Newports, you couldn't come into my house. You had to strip at the door.
We're not even going through that.
It just depends on the... Because with my other kids, I didn't feel that way, but... I did when I was in labor with my first son. I wanted to have sex, and he wouldn't let me. He wouldn't. But I was at the hospital in labor, wanting sex. So it just depends on the person. I don't know. It just depends.
I wonder, have anybody ever done that
in a hospital?
I mean, during labor.
My pelvic bone wasn't opening, so I said, well, if I have sex, maybe it'll open so it'll come out. You know what I mean?
But that's honest to goodness. That's true shit.
That's the best thing
okay,
to do
what
in
is,
your
what,
life.
Hold on. Wait, y'all. Stop. What did the doctor say?
The doctor said that's the best thing to do because
you're opening up and you can get, like, an infection.
Person. God damn it. Lord, help me.
Yeah,
because
you
what did the doctor say? Candy.
All I'm saying is, from what I was told, is not to do that because, you know, your body's opening up and you can get an infection, you know, or something for that, to do that, you know what I mean? And,
no.
I mean, that's what I was told. But, I mean, shit, I wanted it, that moment with my daughter, I didn't want to be touched, you know. So it was like, you know, I mean, I know somebody that just had a kid and had sex and ended up pregnant right after she had a kid. Turned around and ended up pregnant again.
Well, I know somebody like that too. But now my thing is, I want to ask, was your guy, was he willing to do it?
His dad was not willing to do it. He was like, no, what if I hit him in his head?
Right.
I want it. He said, because your baby's dropped, you know, it's dropped down, and he didn't want to hit the baby in the head and hit that soft spot, and then something happened to the baby. But all I could think about is wanting to hump.
Wow.
And I was in pain and everything. I mean, I didn't have no painkillers, no epidural, no nothing. I went straight through it with no medication, but I wanted it. In pain,
you know,
I was horny.
I'm asking that because I think, I mean, it was a comedy, of course. But, the you know, the lady, she was pregnant, and she was like, you know, she's never been so horny in all her life. And the guy was looking at her like, really? And the doctor slapped him like, get yourself together, man. What are you doing? Because he was going to unzip his pants and go in. And the doctor slapped him. So I always wondered, like, do women actually think like that? Like, actually, like, during their like, you know, the water done broke, your baby done dropped, and you actually wanted some dick.
I did. I really did. With my first son, I really did.
Okay, now, let me go down the line. I'm going to ask you name. You got what, four kids? Any
mm-hmm.
of those kids, did you ever just want to have sex during labor?
No.
You know, I would think that would be the furthest thing from your mind because of the pain.
Exactly.
I don't know what it was.
I just wanted my pain medicine. That's all I wanted.
I don't know what it was. I just wanted it.
Okay, Liquor Store, out of all your kids, have you ever wanted that sex during labor?
No, but I had circumstances during all three of my pregnancies. So, I mean, I had two C-sections at my first child. He was about to kill us both, so no, I didn't want to have sex.
Okay, all right. Butter?
Well, like Liquor Store, I had C-sections in my last two. My last pregnancy, I didn't even get as much as I wanted, but I know that my doctor said, you know, the first time my doctor said that if you have sex, it's going to open you up so that the labor can be easier to come out. Now,
mm-hmm.
I got a sister, well, she's a sister-in-law, sister, play sister, whatever. She was having sex until the water broke and everything, and she continued to have it until both of them, you know, finished whatever they was doing, and she went in the bathroom, and the water was still leaking, and then she called the ambulance. So she did it all the way up until her water broke.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard that it hurt anything. I never heard
mm-hmm.
that it hurt anything to do it.
No, it doesn't.
I just never had.
She not if you the baby. What the fuck is this shit poking me?
It's
not that big to go up inside the uterus
exactly.
and pass.
No.
The baby is not that far down yet.
Wait a minute. Hold on, butter. Speak for yourself now. Speak for yourself. Speak for the people.
No, it's serious. That's for real. You can have a humongous
penis. Okay, I'm done for the night. I'm done. I'm through. She's gonna actually give me the medical term. She's about to give me the medical terms for this. No,
I was not about to give you a medical term.
You can actually have a huge penis, but it will not go through the fallopian tube all the way up. Really? Let it go. It was a joke.
Okay, I'm done. I ain't got nothing. How about that one? You go ahead and I'll just listen.
Oh, goodness. I mean, I think it depends on the couple. I think it depends on. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things. I think if your baby is conceived in love, you might feel like having, you know what I'm saying? You might feel like having sex all the way up until your labor or whatever. I think if your baby is conceived out of anger or, you know what I'm saying, it was, when I say accident, I don't mean accident like that. You know what I'm saying? I just mean like, oops, we pregnant type shit. You know what I mean? I think it makes a difference. I really, really do on how the baby is conceived. I was always at the wrong place when I went into labor, so that's why I couldn't do that. One year I was at a men's shelter volunteering overnight,
Them motherfuckers excited than the motherfucker. I'm like, this is not where I want to have my baby. At a men's home to shelter.
I'm not. That's some Freddy Krueger shit. Yeah, about a million bastards.
Yeah, motherfucker stranded me up there, and I couldn't even get up to the hospital. He wouldn't come get me. Motherfucker was asleep. I said, "This some bullshit here." They was like, "We got you, girl. We got you." I was like, "Oh Jesus, somebody
oh, no."
Okay, now let me ask this. Now I heard. Okay. I want to speak on something my man talked about. He said the pregnancy thing. All right, let's just say, and I heard somebody say something about, you know, an accidental pregnancy. Okay, let's just say I'm not going to say accidental, but
right,
you got pregnant.
Unplanned. Right.
Yeah, unplanned pregnancy. We're going to say unplanned. Now, let's just say you're not with that guy, and whatever the case is, you meet another guy, or, you know, whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to have sex with someone else that and they're not the father?
I do not.
Yeah, I did that
cool.
All the time. Oh,
she's dirty,
mother.
I do not think that's cool. I don't think that's cool at all. I feel
if I ain't with the person no more and I done moved on, but I'm still pregnant, I mean, that happens.
Well, that's fine. I'm going to be without this for 9 months. Ain't nobody but, you know, I can't do it. I'm against it. Sorry.
Well, I guess you'll be asking me because, yes, I have done that a few times.
Okay, let me ask you. Okay, you moved on. He moved on. Did he know about the other guy?
I'm sure he did.
And he had no animosity. He had no animosity.
No.
Wow. You know what? I'm not being funny. I would look at him as a stand-up guy to be like, okay, all I want to do. I'm going to have a problem. No, you're not fucking nobody else. You're not fucking
hell
nobody
else. Hell no, not talking to the baby.
I wasn't fucking my baby.
Y'all crazy as hell.
Look, me and you can agree on a lot of stuff, but no, I'm sorry. I'm mad. Do you know I'm
mad as hell.
I know at the end of the day I can't. You know, I can't put a chastity belt on you or anything like that, but, man, I would be totally pissed off. And I'm so serious. I would be so mad if you was fucking another dude while you was carrying my baby.
Well, you'll get over it.
Exactly. I think that's just that.
You will get over it.
I think there's some fucked up things that you can do, okay, but I think that's just fucked up.
And y'all already know what me and Father Time is going with this. You didn't let another motherfucker bust a nut on my baby's head. Oh,
I don't have a real issue with that.
It ain't even gonna be on the baby head. Exactly. Ain't nothing touching the baby.
Y'all would get over it.
Hold on.
Yeah, no, the fuck, I'm not getting over it. Got me fucked up.
You still gonna take care of the baby, so you gonna get over it. Because I don't care what you think about me, because we ain't together no more. So you can think about me whatever you feel like you want to think. But as long as you still take care of your child, it ain't got nothing to do with me and you.
So you just try your damnedest to stay involved with me until we have the baby. Because if not, somebody else is poking your baby.
It's either that or I'm MIA doing until the baby born then. Because you're not going to tell me who I can and can't be with.
What I'm saying is, you can't fuck nobody until after the baby's born. Then you can do whatever you want to do.
me and you ain't together no more. So then
it doesn't matter. You got my baby.
It does matter.
You should have worked it out.
No, it don't.
You should have worked it out then. If it's all that serious, then we should have been together.
Right.
I'm not saying, look, I'm not saying that we have to be, okay, if things happen and we ain't together, we ain't together. Okay, that's fine. I can accept that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if you're pregnant,
mm-hmm.
you're not fucking with nobody else.
Whatever.
Well, then, well, then just
that's
stick around. And...
well, you better be ready to dial 911.
Because
I'm going to be all up in that motherfucker, peeking
so.
Through windows. Let me see a motherfucker go up in the house.
Okay, wait, no, hold on, hold on, dog. Wait, dog. Hold on. Nah, okay, we heard Jadine say yay. We heard Liquor Soul say nay. All right, Candy, yay or nay?
I mean, I haven't done it, but I would.
Wow. So you're for that.
But I haven't. Huh?
Okay. All right, I understand.
No,
but
I haven't done it.
Day
I mean,
and night?
No. Yeah.
Who? Did you say me?
Hi. You know, okay. Yeah, yes, dear. I said you.
Well, and before I had my last child, I felt nay. Because me and my daughter's father weren't together. So when I needed it, I would tell him, go get a condom so we can go ahead and do what we got to do because I need some sex. I didn't, you know, feel comfortable doing it to somebody else, and I'm carrying your child regardless of whether we was together or not. But when I had
hold
this
on, butter,
last
let me,
one.
Hold on, butter, let me stop you right there, butter. Let me stop you right there. Now, you just said something that just kind of fucked with my head. You told him to go get a condom? You already
yes,
pregnant?
Yes, I did.
But you're
I'm pregnant,
pregnant
and we
him.
Not together, and I don't know what the fuck you doing, who you fucking. So I need some sex, and I don't want my child to get nothing, and I don't
okay.
want me to
all
get
right,
nothing.
I got you.
So
okay, I'm sorry. I'm
gonna need
ahead.
You to wear
go
a condom,
bad.
But I'ma still need it, and I'm not going to go hump somebody else, and I'm carrying your child. But this last one, I had to do. You know, I had to do what I had to do, and I felt bad. I felt bad. So the majority of the pregnancy, I didn't get to do what I wanted to do, but I did. And it just, you know, I just felt guilty about it.
I don't know what y'all felt guilty about. I don't
because,
know.
I mean, okay.
All right.
Okay.
You know, I think, I don't know whether it's guilt or whatever you want to call it. I just think... Yeah, maybe that's just, to me, that's morally wrong. I mean, fuck, I mean, damn, you know what I'm saying? You're carrying a man's baby. And if y'all not going to be together, okay. And I can understand wanting some companionship and not wanting, you know what I'm saying, be by yourself. But, I mean, you're carrying a man's child. You know, if anybody else if anybody is going in me while I'm carrying this man's baby, it's going to be him. Or my fingers, or, you know what I'm saying, or nothing.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I can accept that. I'm with you on that.
Well, that's y'all opinion. I don't give a fuck. Right. That's
amazing.
Well, Janine, your baby growing up without a mama.
Whatever. Well, you got to wait for the baby to come back first, so.
Damn right.
You see, okay?
Damn shame what happened to your mama.
Closed
casket
and everything.
See,
you still
got to
wait till the baby boy.
I mean, y'all see, y'all ladies, y'all don't understand that fucks with a man's psychology.
Mm-hmm.
That shit could psych you out. That shit could make you believe that motherfucking baby gonna come out looking like him. Yeah, all kind of shit run through your head.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I know you can't get pregnant twice. I mean, you can't get pregnant
no.
twice at the same time. But it's just the fact of knowing that somebody else is up in there, why my baby in there? That was shit
yeah,
would fuck
true.
My head up.
People do it all the time. People that get pregnant, the person break up, they might not even know that the person was pregnant. And they move on, and they have formed a new relationship with this person. That person raising the child like it's their own. You might not even know about the baby. I mean, these are just situations that occur, is what I'm saying. And
well, okay,
I don't
now that
know.
One I understand.
I don't think that person.
Right, that one I understand.
Life. just saying, I don't think that person should stop their life just because that other person is no longer in their life. If they start a new relationship, I'm not just talking about, I'm just fucking around with people. I was in another relationship. Me and him didn't work out. So I'm in a new relationship.
That's fine.
With somebody who knew I was pregnant.
That's fine. You get your other relationship 9 months later. That's fine. I have no problem with
that. I'm not waiting 9 months later for nothing.
If I'm your baby daddy, shit, we got some problems. We got some serious.
Yeah, we do. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, okay.
Well, then we
can,
need to be together because if we're not together.
Well, you were fucking. We back together. We back together, goddammit.
Yeah, I can understand if, you know what I'm saying.
I mean,
if it was like a one night stand type of thing, or, you know, maybe a couple of times or whatever, you didn't realize you was pregnant yet, you know what I'm saying? And that's all y'all was doing. Okay, you done moved on. Okay, shit, you found. Okay, I can understand that as an exception. But, I mean, to know that, okay, I'm carrying, you know what I'm saying, I'm carrying Rich's baby. I'm not going to go sleep with, you know what I'm saying, Bobby and Ronnie them. I can't.
Hell no, you bet not.
Evidently,
yeah,
y'all
you're
not going to
tell me what
man,
I can't
evidently.
Do. Now, wait a minute. You're not going to tell me what I can't
but
do.
But my thing is, it ain't that special. Your pregnancy is not that special, or y'all would be together. See,
it's special. No, wait.
We missed
it's special enough, goddammit. You carry a junior, goddammit. You carry a junior.
Well, it wasn't that special. We ain't together.
But just because we ain't together, that mean I'm not going to be there for the pregnancy. See, that's where y'all get it twisted.
Hey, but
because
when
we ain't together don't mean nothing. I'm still going to help you out with the pregnancy.
That's good. I'm glad you're going to be there. And things like that, we all could go to the doctor's appointments together.
See, now you're
fucking somebody else.
Now you be
there.
I swear to God, if you bring somebody to that motherfucker doctor. Man, my right now, look here, we could talk you down and play, but I swear to God, I'm walking right the fuck back out. I'm telling you, I'm walking back out, and the judge, Your Honor, she had another motherfucker, and I'm probably gonna lie. Yeah, she had another motherfucker there, and she said it was his baby. So that's why I walked out. Now, granted, you might not even said it. But don't bring no another motherfucker to no doctor's appointments. Don't bring no another motherfucker to no motherfucking ultrasound. Because that,
I agree with you, man.
So what if we got married? Because this almost happened to me. They wanted to get married before the baby was born. So what if I was to get married? And so my husband can't come to the doctor's appointments because he ain't the father.
Whoa. You got married to another motherfucker while you was pregnant with my baby?
Yeah, and you know.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
And you know what?
Wait a minute.
Because legally, the baby going to have his last name because
she,
I'm married to him.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, help me, Lord.
And if I can sign that birth certificate legally, my ass.
Man, you know what? And I swear to God, boy.
I'm going to tell you.
I don't think there's too many things that can make me lose it, but I think that one right there, and I done got that, and this motherfucker last name is Jefferson. Oh, wait a minute. Man, and they ain't talking about legally. Legally, that's his kid. Man.
Well, no, legally, that's not his kid. But biologically, Trump's legally. But let me tell you.
No. Hold on, sister. That's where you're wrong. No, that's where you're wrong now. No, it don't.
If I'm married to somebody and that's not his baby, that baby is his legally until we go to court to establish paternity with the real father. That's how
that works. But what I'm saying is if the biological father is in position to father and parent his child, that's going to trump you being married.
No, not if I don't come.
No, it's not.
I've seen cases like this where. No, I've seen cases where. Listen to me now. We joking and jiving, but I've actually seen cases where a motherfucker, he actually had to take care of this child because they was like, well, y'all. And even the judge told him, it's a fucked up situation, but the judge told him, I didn't make the law, but I got to abide by it. And until they were able to get the paternity test and all that, that child had to go in his name.
Hey, yep. Hold on for anybody to answer that. Hey, man, you need to make that phone call again. They got dropped. But they want to get back on, I'm assuming.
Okay, look, let me tell you our true story. I mean, this ain't about...
Hold on one second.
Hello?
Nobody hung up on you. We didn't hang up on you.
I don't know what happened, because I was talking. I was in the middle of talking, and then I'm like, hello, nothing.
I guess
your phone knew you was going to say something crazy. I ain't fucking supposed to even say something crazy.
I got a question for the man on here.
Okay.
Now, what if you was dealing with somebody? Okay, y'all was just dealing. Y'all wasn't in a relationship. You was just dealing. Okay, and this person came to you 17 years later talking about this is your child. What would you do?
Shit, we're going to have to get a paternity test. If I think
at
it's
what,
a possibility.
If you look at this child and you're like, oh, this looks like my other kid. You know,
nah,
I know he's mine.
Nah,
I don't need paternity.
Nah.
But you tell the guy, you know, you don't want nothing from him. You don't want no back support. You don't want shit because you held it so long. But you wanted it because the son asked about it. You know what I'm saying? He asked who his daddy was, and he wanted paternity. But then you turn around and get mad because I said I didn't want to have no dealings with you other than just getting that paternity test. What would y'all do?
Well, it ain't up to you. If this paternity test come back and I'm the father, this ain't up to you.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about as far as I don't need no money from you. I don't need, you know, I mean, you and
okay.
The kid can still have your thing, but you don't have to deal with me. That's basically.
Hold on, y'all. Before you answer that question, dog, let me piggyback off that question. Okay, if I found out I had a baby that I didn't know about for 17 years, you could take me to court for child support?
Yeah.
They could.
Okay, but now here's my thing about that.
The baby.
And they could go back from the day the child was born.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But now
get
here's
the
thing. Now, hold on, wait a minute. Now, one thing I did learn is that now it all depends who you put on that birth certificate. If you never put me on that birth certificate, then no, I don't, because I've been through that situation. They were like, well, he's not the father on the birth certificate. So they was like, well, you know, y'all would have to start from that date. But if you have to put the date of the paternity, but and if he's 17, you're lucked up. But now if she put your name on there from day one, then yeah.
What if it was what if it was blank? What if she didn't put down the father?
Well, I mean, then you in good standing. But now if she put your name down, you're hit. But if she put somebody else's name down, and now it's like, okay, now. You know, we finna find out who the real baby daddy is. Then it's like, okay, well, hey, I was none the wiser. I mean, look, it's 17 years later. It's another name on there.
I wouldn't take the test. Fuck that. I wouldn't take the test. They had to lock me. I'd go to jail for that shit, dog. I would not take the test. 17 years of unpaid child support. I would not take that test, man.
My son's father don't want to take a test.
But if you agree that it'll start the day you took the paternity test, if it turned out to be yours.
Right, and if she's 17,
you agree to
if
take
he's 17,
test,
no problem.
Yeah, if you agree to take the test, they would only go back so far, like from the time that you took the paternity. But if you ain't agree and they send you to court and you have no choice but to take it, then they can hit you from as far back as 17 years.
I'll go to jail. I'll sit in jail before I took that test.
I would take the test simply because if it's my child, I would want to know. But, I mean, now as far as you talking about now, that and, you know, that's the part that really gets me because it's like a lot of times they do that shit where it's like, okay, they put people's names down and they like, well, such and such. And if let's just say you move, like, okay, you dog, let's just say you move to Minnesota. But somebody in Gary put your name down, they say, well, we can't find them. But now for 17 years, your name been down as the father. Now, 17 years, you can't tell me the United States can't find me. I work every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm a taxpaying citizen. You mean to tell me that you motherfuckers couldn't find me in 17 years? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. My son is 21 years old.
I didn't think you could put somebody's name on a birth certificate if they wasn't there to sign it.
My son
is
21 years
old. Well, you know what? Now, hold on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, butter. But you know what? When you're asking for assistance. Now, when you're asking for assistance, and that's the first question they ask. What's
the
name of
the father? You know the father? No. And then is there a possibility? You know, do you have an idea? No. And they just put, you know, like, unknown.
Okay. Now here's the thing. That's when I'm not going to say I'm not going to take it, but I need to see some legal documentation. And see, us as men, that's what we fuck up at because we going to do the same thing for all the time. Well, fuck it, I ain't going to take it. No, show me the legal documentation. Show me some shit that says that I am the father. Now, when you can't produce that, then, motherfucker, don't come to me talking about I owe 17 years of back support.
I ain't paying.
Well, that's
what
your DNA
what,
mark.
What you mean?
I ain't paying.
My DNA mark. I mean,
your
have
DNA
you got in touch
what,
with me?
Shows you.
Have
and you,
you
know,
got in touch
you know,
with
you, know you were
know.
Dealing with this person, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You told me your name was Renee. I met you at a club one night. I don't know you.
It's not, but it's
well,
not even that. That is.
Okay, can I say something?
Go ahead.
Okay, first, my first son is 21, and my baby's father was in jail before I delivered my son. So I gave them, when they wanted to know who was the baby father, I gave him his name, told him what jail he was in and everything. They could have made him work. They could have made him do a DNA from jail and all of that. They didn't. And for 13 years of him being in prison, I never got a bit of child support. When we got out,
he can't
when
pay
he got
child
out,
support in prison, buddy. He's in jail.
How can
he
pay child
support,
support in prison?
My daughter's father paid child support in prison. He sure did. So, and then with the last one, he won't take a DNA. He doesn't want to take a DNA test. He said he know it's his. He looked just like him. He know it's his. He knew what he was doing when he got me pregnant, and he's going to take care of his responsibility. But I don't have any information that I can just take to the court to say, okay, well, this is where he's staying, this is what he's doing, and blah, blah, blah.
Smart man.
All I know is his name and his birthday. And I feel like I shouldn't have to force you to be a man when you put that seed in me. You knew what you were doing. So why should I have to force you to pay child support?
Well, I'm going to let you in a little secret. You need to get together with my daughter's mother. Because when she first took me to court, she had my Social Security number. I could not figure out how the fuck she got my Social Security number.
We always know y'all.
From those years y'all being together? Or
yeah.
Married or whatever you was.
You ain't never, how the fuck you see my number? I ain't never slipped up and left out my Social Security.
She probably
card.
Got in your wallet. She probably,
okay, well, I was
you probably got, you know.
I was with my brother and father for 5 years, or for 4 years. We have been apart for 10, and still to this day, I know that man's social security number.
Dude, that's fucked up. I don't go that far.
And we was talking about, you know what I'm saying, names and all of that shit. I wanted, when our daughter was born, I asked him if she could have my last name just on
nope.
her birth certificate. And she never, no. And his, listen, and his. I didn't want to hyphenate it. I didn't want her to even go by my last name. I just wanted it on her birth certificate. I even said that, you know what I'm saying, her birth certificate could read, you know what I'm saying, her first, middle, and his last name. I just wanted it on the hospital record, my name and his.
Why?
Because he and I weren't together. We weren't planning on being together. We weren't married. I didn't want... You know, I mean, she's still that. She comes from, you know, that name. And I didn't want to take anything away from him. I mean, she came from me. She came from me.
Really? Get the fuck.
Well, my sister's really? Got our sis. My sister's got her last name, and the twins is Betty's last name. And
how come
the baby
didn't have both? I'm just saying.
It's
because
like
that's
it's
not
like
the, that's not the law.
They go by the father's
last name.
Yeah, it goes by the father's last name, but it's like their last name is Lindsay Lawrence. Okay? Mm. So they don't go by the Lindsay too much.
Right.
I wouldn't care. You're not putting your last name on my child's birth certificate. No fucking way.
Why not?
She's supposed to have my last name.
You not?
I'm sorry.
You're
I don't have a problem
with
that.
But see, it's not up to the man. And they'll tell you that, like, when you go to do, like, paternity tests and stuff like that, because my kid's father, he wanted his last name on it, which I was okay with. Because they were Lindsay's, because I couldn't put him on the birth certificate because he wasn't there when they were born. He was in prison both times I had my children. But so I couldn't put him on. So I don't know. It would surprise me when you guys said something about putting a man on the birth certificate. I couldn't do it, so I don't know. But when they got up to like 4 or 5 years old, I put his name. But they told me it's up to you. If you want their last name, his last name, you can, but if not, it is up to you. It is up to the mother, not the father.
It's up to the woman. I wasn't even talking to any hospital staff. All I did was ask him in the hospital room, would you mind if our baby had, you know what I'm saying, my
he
last name?
He said no, right? Did he say
no? No, not only did he say no, but it was a full-out blowout in the hospital. And I'm like, I didn't even go to no officials and say, hey, this is what I want. All I did was just pose the fucking question. Why did it have to
be? Oh, you just asked him.
Yeah. I didn't even go to no officials.
Out of
respect. Like, you just do that. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And like I
said,
I never wanted our daughter, and I never wanted our daughter to go by my maiden name. I just wanted it to appear
on the hospital.
On the hospital record, on her birth certificate, when you go down there, it doesn't have to have that last, that check, that first name. You don't have to either.
Look, I hear what you're saying, but I don't understand what you're saying. I see no reason. There's no reason in the world for the baby to have your last name and my last name. I don't see the purpose in that.
Well, why
okay,
not?
Okay, but you know, celebrities do it all the time. Where they keep their real name, but they take their husband's name too, like Courtney Cox Arquette. You know what I'm saying? Or any of these other
that
people.
Ain't
I mean, they
kid.
Do it all
the fucking
time.
That ain't his kid.
You want to know? You don't want to know what?
I mean,
me and you can get married, and you can take my last name, and I ain't even got to take yours.
And
that's
we can get divorced
happen.
That same fucking day.
I heard that. I mean, I don't believe
be
in that. All I'm just saying is, shit, I got cussed the fuck out in the hospital while our baby
as well
was
as you should've.
He acting a fool, huh?
Just for asking the question, like I said, I didn't even go to no officials. All I did was say, would you mind if our baby has, you know, both of our lives?
You should have stopped asking something like that.
And what kills me is how they got mad. My child's father got mad because my child didn't have his last name. And I didn't tell them to put he had a certain amount of time. I'm in the hospital for 4 days. You have to sign the birth certificate. He didn't do that. So you can't get mad because the last name ain't yours.
Exactly.
Because I didn't tell them, I told them who my child's father was, but I can't make them say my child's name is going to be this.
Exactly.
Yeah. My son got my last name.
Yep, my first child has my last name, too. And his father's name is on the birth certificate as the father. He never came in and did anything. And when you ask, after 13 years, a motherfucker can't find you, yes, it's true, because I got into a situation where, you know, it was suggested legally that I ask for child support from, you know what I'm saying, both of my children's fathers at the time. And, yeah, I had his name, his birth date, his last known address, his mother's name, you know what I'm saying? I had everything except for his Social Security number I had on this man. And still, they could not manage to find him. And to this day, my son is 17 years old. He's friends with his father on fucking Facebook, watching his father live his life with all his other kids, and he's left out, and he has resentment about that shit because he acknowledges that this is his child. His child acknowledges that this is his father. This motherfucker don't do a damn thing for his kid. Do I feel like, okay, if I got to force you to take care of your child, don't worry about it. At the end of the day, I got to do it regardless. So, you know, but the kid has fucked up feelings about that shit.
Right.
I'm grown. I can get over it. I know that we were only kids when I got pregnant and neither one of us was ready for the responsibility. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, I stuck around for it and you didn't. You know, so, and for you to friend your child on Facebook and not, it ain't even had shit to do with me. My son is 17 years old. He's old enough to have his own bank account. You know what I'm saying? I can do this shit privately. Your father can send you what you need privately. It ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Other than a fucking signature. No, but nothing. So, yes, it is possible.
All right, let me say something. I'm about to go into my father time mode. I know I'm going to piss y'all off, but... I don't really give a shit, but I'm going to say it anyway. Why do women get mad at guys when they don't, you know, they don't take care of their kids, they don't do this, they don't do that, when you know he was that type of motherfucker when you slept with him?
Okay.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do. Motherfuckers show their colors. Eventually,
they
show their colors.
Okay, so let me say something, because even though he might be, let's say we do know the motherfucker wants shit, we just so happen unplanned pregnancy, it's not about the person, it's about the child. A real mother hates to see their child hurt. You see what I'm saying? So it's us looking at our children every day. See, that person is gone, off living their life, don't have to see the child every day. But we have to look at this child who's in pain and going through shit and want that other parent in their life, and that other parent is saying, fuck them. That shit hurts. That hurts a mother to see their child going through that. So regardless if we know the motherfucker wants shit in the first place, that's still going to hurt us because we don't want to see our child hurt.
Okay, I understand that. Now, I think what he more meant, like, okay, let's just say for instance. Let's just say, Janine, I met you, right? I met you, we hit it off. Now, let's just say let's go 8 months into the relationship. Now, let's just say I moved in with you. I moved in with you, and in those 8 months, I told you from day one, hey, I got two kids. Now, in them 8 months, you ain't seen or heard from my kids in those 8 months. Now, I'm just asking. Would a red flag go up with you?
Oh, yeah. That happened with me with my husband. I said, I never had kids with you. Not ever in life.
So why had kids with that man? You
know,
and it's an scenario he just said. You ain't never met my kids. You ain't never heard. Only time you ever heard me tell you, talk about my kids is when we first met and I told you I got two kids. So why in the fuck would you take a chance on getting pregnant by me? You already know I'm a fucked up ass motherfucker. You ain't
well,
that 8 months, you ain't
that.
Even seen my kids. Not even a picture because I don't have any. So why would you have a baby with me?
I don't know why people
no, I mean, no, I'm not being funny. Man. Seriously, I'm not being funny. But, I mean, in situations like that, it's like, and I think that's what Father Time was trying to say, because it's like, you know, I've heard this. I've heard women say, like, you know, the baby mama might pop into the picture. Oh, well, he ain't going to treat my baby like that. I mean, my thing is, like, at some point, don't that red flag just get raised, like, okay, here we are. I mean, because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be dead honest with you. If I was with a female and you told me you had kids, but I never seen your kids, I'm going to be, oh, man. Or somebody, you told me for some strange reason your kids got took. Or you
I was in that situation.
Your daddy got the kids. I'm thinking in my head like, no. I mean, like I said, I'll fuck you. I'm not trying to have no kids by you.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's just, I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but because I've seen motherfuckers that had kids by motherfuckers, and, you know, I didn't, hey, man, who is that? Oh, that's her son. Where the fuck he come from? Oh, shit, he grown. You been with her 10 years. Why the fuck we ain't never seen this kid? Oh, he been living with our mama. You mean tell me in 10 years this kid ain't never been over y'all house? Nope. Man, I could not have no kid by nobody like that. I'm sorry. I just couldn't.
That's just a woman that don't care. Exactly.
Yeah, okay, so but at the same time, though, why do guys get the bad rap? I mean, look, I'm not giving no praises to no motherfucker that don't take care of the kids, but I'm just saying, when it's the woman, you know what I'm saying, everybody make up excuses. But when it's a dude, he just fucked up ass dude, he a deadbeat, he this, he that. But when it's a woman, you know what I'm saying, it's just that all that emotional shit. What's the difference?
You know what?
He a deadbeat mama.
Like Janine just said, we the ones that got to be there with the kids and their emotions.
But she's not there with the kids. She's not there with the kids.
Right.
Well, she ain't got kids.
Okay. What I'm saying, she gonna be the same as the man. She ain't no different than the man. It ain't no different. If she a deadbeat mother, she a deadbeat mother. Just
that's
like
all
he
I'm
he
saying,
father,
though. That's exactly
kid.
What I'm saying.
No,
but you don't hear nobody talk about
no
her.
But nobody
talks about her.
Nah, it's
a lot of them bitches out there.
I mean, there's a lot of women out there that ain't shit. It's a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's a whole bunch of
them. The reason why we ain't talking about them on this show, right, because we ain't them, we not them ones. We not the ones who, you know what I mean? We was
I raised mine.
Right.
Exactly. Well, three
I mean,
of mine.
I
raised three of them.
She should go both ways. She should get a bad rap like that motherfucker that don't
you're
take care of his
right.
kids.
But
right. she don't. She emotionally distressed.
I know a chick who told me out her own mouth. You know what I'm saying? And I think as mothers, we all have felt this way before, but to say it out loud to another person, you know, and mean it, like, she told me, she was like, you know what? I get sick of being a mother. She was like, shit.
Oh.
One kid is with the father's mother. One kid is with her mother, and she has her daughter with her, but barely. You know what I'm saying? So she'll tell you. She told me her own damn mouth. She was like, you know what I'm saying? My first child is my favorite, and I get sick of being a mother, and I keep my daughter with me because she's my girl.
Shit, my mama said that shit all the time. Sick of being
a mother. People can't be that sick because you keep having them. That's what I don't understand.
Right.
And you keep having
right.
them. So
why
being a mother, why keep having kids? I don't understand that.
Because they believe they get ready to get some sort of benefits out of it from the legal system. And half the time, more often than not, that shit backfires in their face, and they just stuck being miserable, good-for-nothing-ass mothers. Trying to call Buzz. Because I can't stand it. You know what I'm saying? Right now, my daughter is 12 years old. You know what I'm saying? We don't do shit. My daughter is 12 years old. She's living with her father. My daughter is home every single solitary weekend unless we discuss other plans. You know what I'm saying? We talk about it. I'm cool with her stepmother. They children, they got kids together now. They kids come to me when I go, you know what I'm saying, when I go pick up my daughter, when I drop my daughter off. You know what I'm saying? But that was the hardest decision I ever had to make, was to let my daughter go live with her father. We live right here in the same city. She ain't 20 minutes away from me. I talk to her every day. You know what I'm saying? She's home every weekend. But the situation was her father and I came to an agreement that, you know what I'm saying, once my situation changes,
hello,
you know what I'm saying, my baby can come back home. And that was the hardest decision I ever had to make in my whole entire life. You know what I'm saying? I got two other kids, too. But shit, my babies are home. You know what I'm saying? My babies know me. I'm with them all the time. And shit, that's what it is.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Just a question. Do you think that at any time that your daughter will have any resentment, like, well, she kept them two and let me go?
No, because my daughter understands. Me and my daughter talk. I talk to her. I'm very, very honest with my kids. I talk to them like they're kids, but I'm very honest with them. And so she asks. She asks questions. She's very inquisitive. She wants to know. And I talk to her.
I wasn't
and we
talk
about
all.
It. And she even came to me. And told me. You know what I'm saying, she would be okay with leaving. And it had nothing to do, you know what I mean? I mean, it was like we sat down and we had a real heart-to-heart conversation. And she still...
I was just asking. I didn't know.
Okay.
The kids' point of view, a lot of kids, I've just seen
right,
it. I asked because... What the hell? A lot of kids, you know, be like, well, you know, you let me go, but you kept them.
That's how it was. I'm not even going to lie. That's exactly how it would be.
She was.
What's
she
so
was
special
in
about
on
them?
It.
Why you don't want me? That's the kind of shit that would be going in my head. Why you don't
because
want me?
She was in on it. When me and her father, me and her dad actually came to the decision amongst ourselves as the parents. Then we brought her in on it, and we sat down with her together, and was like, okay, Maya, you know what I'm saying, this is what it is, this is what me and your dad talked about, you know, how do you feel about it? And she's like, you know what I mean? And like I said,
well,
I'm
how old is she at this time? This time y'all having a conversation with, how old is she?
She's been gone a year and a half, so she was about to be 11 when she was with her dad.
So y'all had this conversation at 10 years old. She's not understanding what's going on.
No, I'm trying to tell you. My daughter, all kids ain't the same. My daughter's been very inquisitive ever since she was a baby. This, you know what I'm saying? At 2.5, 3 years old, people complimented this child on her diction and the way she speaks and the, you know what I'm saying, her ability to hold a conversation. And you know what I'm saying? And me and her dad, like I said, we've always been completely honest. I'm always honest with my kids. So if I sit, you know what I'm saying, we sit down, we talk. We talk. And I don't keep shit from my kids. I don't sugarcoat nothing, but like I said, I talk to them like they're kids.
Well, I mean, I don't know your kids personally, but I mean, at 10 years old, I don't know about it. I don't know. 10 years old to understand that type of conversation?
Yeah. But I mean, like I said, my baby is every weekend. She's home on holidays. She's here, you know what I'm saying? We have our bonding time. We do our little, you know what I'm saying, fingernails and hair and girl talk and watch movies. And I mean, shit, ain't nothing changed other than the fact that, you know, she has two households.
All I can say is when you're in a relationship, get a dog. If either one of them won't help take care of it, you don't need kids together. Because it ain't going to work.
Shit, a dog, a fish, a cat, a shit, a bird, anything.
Right. Because let me tell you.
So
you're
saying if the guy don't take care of the dog,
he
ain't going to take care of the kids?
Yeah, because my ex-husband, let me tell you, he had two kids prior, you know, with his kids' mama. And the story that was told to me was, well, you know, she's from Florida, and he had left her and came to Indiana, and so he didn't know where the kids were but he was paying child support for these kids. Now, he called a lawyer, and the lawyer said, since she's holding them kids to where he can't find them, it's illegal for you to hide your child from the parent in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about anywhere else, but in Florida it's illegal, and she can lose custody of her kids. He can win custody, and she said all you need is $700. Now, he got the $700, but he decided to get him a TV. Instead of going and hire that attorney and get his kids, but he wants to sit and gripe because he don't know where his kids are, and he can't see his kids. You don't want to see them kids, because if you did, you'd have bought, you know, you'd have gave the lady the money instead of buying a damn TV. That's what.
All right, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Everybody say what's up. Marley, what's happening?
Hey, Marley.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How you doing? All right.
All right, Mark, I'm going to bring you in a second. So, Candy, I just got one question for you. What the hell that got to do with taking care of a damn dog?
Because if you got dogs and they don't take care of the dog, they ain't going to take care of no kid. I learned
well,
that.
Maybe he don't like dogs.
That got to be the crazy.
Maybe
exactly.
He does.
I just don't like dogs.
He does.
If you agree to get a dog together, if you agree
then
to get a dog together, if you agree
right.
to get a dog together, then the automatic assumption is that we're going to take care of this dog together. I mean, she didn't.
That don't mean I'm not going to take care of my kids.
I can't
because I don't take a damn dog on a walk.
I can't agree to that because I'm a woman. I'm going to take care of my child, and I ain't going to take care of no damn dog. I'm just not. I'm allergic anyway.
Well, that's different,
dog.
But
I'm
even
if a couple
I'm not
to
taking
get a
care of no dog, but I'm a good mother. That don't got nothing to do with whether I'm a good mother or not if I ain't going to take care of no dog. We've had dogs
right,
before.
Exactly. I don't take care of no damn dog, but I'm a good mom.
I don't even right, I fuck them dogs.
Exactly.
Yeah, because he was always the one that
it's
wanted a dog. I ain't never wanted no dog
of,
in the first place. Motherfucker made me get a dog. They
it's just a gesture
dog.
Of having something that you can
I don't
take
give
care
a,
of together, agreeing. If you can't
yeah,
you
but
agree
I,
to
I
take care
that,
of something
that,
together and then you don't, then how can you take care of a child?
That's no.
Well,
that's
let's
not,
get a
chia.
Let's get a chia pet.
Well, fuck it. Right, I mean, okay, so if I don't take care of your goldfish, I ain't going to take care of the kid? If the goldfish go belly up, oh, he going to kill the baby. He going to kill the motherfucking baby.
At the end of the day, I got custody of the dog, so.
Right, you keep your motherfucking dog
yeah.
with you.
But I didn't have no kids with him, because I wasn't about, no, I'm good.
Well, you're damn right. You can tell me I...
you can't, you don't take care of this dog, then I know you can't take it. Man, I would cuss your ass out. You know what? Fuck you and your, fuck you and Scruffy.
I knew he was going to say Scruffy. I knew it.
He said Scruffy.
I knew he was going to say Scruffy.
Yeah, I don't think that was a good analogy. I'm sorry, but I don't even fucking like dogs. I'm not walking that motherfucker.
I got
like a dog
animal.
In the house right now. I'm not walking that motherfucker. I don't feed that motherfucker.
I got three of them.
I didn't want that motherfucker in the beginning. Damn well, I'm not going to take care of it.
Hell, I ain't like kids before I had mine. I ain't like kids before I had mine. Fuck them kids.
I don't like kids now. And
catch
I got
me on a bad day. Hey, catch me on a bad day, Marley. I might say that today. Fuck them kids.
It was just a joke. Come on now.
Yeah, but a lot of motherfuckers. No, like, you heard about it. Well, the analogy of it was that if you heal something, you just.
Oh, she went along with it, too.
All right, just go with it. Go with it.
Thank you, Butter, for having my back.
You always got it, baby. You always got it.
All right, both of y'all about as crazy as cat shit.
Butter Freud.
A kiki.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. What's the business, Molly? Calling in kind of
shit
late,
ain't
bro.
Done. I'm heading on this damn job, you know what I'm saying?
You out there fucking with ISIS and that hot sausage.
Fucking ISIS hot sausage?
God damn, not ISIS and hot sausage.
ISIS hot sausage, trying to stay away from crackheads and every damn thing.
Just put a little bass in your voice. Put a little bass in my voice.
Oh
man, I gotta send a. I don't really fuck with T.I., but I gotta send a shout out. Y'all see his video, man? He went to Walmart to pay for everybody Christmas shit for the kids. That's, I thought that shit was really cool.
I wish you would done my shit that way. Shit.
I thought that shit was cool, man. Because, you know, most motherfuckers don't give back, man. You just go into Walmart, man, and just drop a couple hundred thousand for the kids, you know what I mean? Look at that motherfucker.
Yeah,
big
I saw
up.
That.
Big up. I wouldn't have did it, but big ups to him.
Well, what the fuck would he have when we was at Toys R Us? Shit.
Yeah, I
bought
a motherfucking Xbox kind of shit.
Well, I just want to give him a shout out, man. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool, though.
I don't know if I would have did it, but
yeah, if you had that much money, you probably would have done it. You know what I'm saying? Using
I'm like Bernie Mac, man. Fuck them kids. They ain't mine. Shit, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? See, this is another bad shit for your step kids. Now you want me to buy some shit for some motherfuckers I don't even know? Shit.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Or them people that's going up in there and, People that's going up in there paying off people's layaways and shit.
Yeah, I've seen that layaway angels and shit.
Yeah.
Somebody find you a layaway angel.
I just need me a car note angel. Fuck that. You said you should ask Marley a question.
Yeah, I wanted to see how he felt about what we were talking about earlier. About, like, if you was with someone, Marley, and you got her pregnant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You going to be in a child's life, this and that, but y'all decided y'all not going to be together anymore. She moves on with somebody else. before she
but
has
she's still
the baby.
Pregnant now. She's still pregnant.
She's
she ain't had
pregnant.
The baby yet.
Okay,
damn.
Can I tell it? Can I tell it?
I just want to make sure you didn't forget that part.
would you be upset that she's with another guy while she's pregnant with your baby?
Would you be upset she's fucking another guy while she's pregnant with your
yeah,
baby?
Yeah. I think I'll be highly upset.
See?
Yeah, highly upset. Yeah.
Oh, my
baby, my little girl boy is sucking up somebody else's nut.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
See? I told you, that's just the way we think.
Y'all is doing too much thinking. Oh, my goodness.
Right? Tell him your name. Oh, hell no.
Well, Marley, I'm on your side.
I can't see that shit happening, man. I can't see it.
Well,
there's,
it
no,
I'm
no situation
I'm
you can give me where I would agree with that.
I'm going to at least stay with you until after the baby's born.
See,
make sure.
Okay, well, you
there
that.
You go. There you go.
That.
Sleep
there
on the couch
go.
Until the baby's
see,
born. You can give
that.
It to me whenever I need it.
Exactly. But if we break up, you ain't nowhere around. You know, you only come around when the, you know, when you see your like it or some shit like that. I mean, why would you?
Wait a minute. Hold on, Marley, she tell you she got a doctor's appointment. She got a doctor's appointment at 2:30, right?
Yeah.
You following me, Marley?
Yeah.
She got a doctor's appointment at 2:30. You get there, another dude there with her.
Man, I'll be tearing that motherfucking emergency room or knock the room up.
That's it.
But not
Janine, I don't care how you should have coded, no dude's gonna agree with that. This shit just not gonna happen. You come up with other scenarios. We would never agree to it.
I'm not saying y'all should. I'm just saying I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. In my situation, then you need to stay with me during the pregnancy if that's what you want to happen. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm let's say we stay together. I'm sleeping on the couch. We ain't doing nothing. We ain't getting freaky or nothing. I'm just on the couch.
No.
You ain't gonna go out there?
Yeah.
It depends on the type of relationship I got. If you not having sex with me, then I'm going to get it. I need to have it.
Right.
What the purpose of me being there for then?
Well, then you should be giving it to me.
Whoa. First of all, hold on. Let's end this right now. First of all, why the fuck am I even on the couch?
Because we broke up.
That's Candy talking about you're on the couch because we broke up, but we still fucking. So why in the hell am I on the couch? I got to get up and come lay in that motherfucker, then get up and go back on the couch. You better scoot your big pregnant ass
over. Well, after we get done doing it, you can stay in the bed
so
for the night.
I'm getting in the bed every night. I'm not.
Exactly.
You had big pregnant ass on the couch. I'm not getting on the couch.
Exactly. After I leap in that good old pregnant cooch, I'm going to sit my ass down on the side of the bed and go to sleep.
Goddamn right.
That's my question. I got a question for the man. Now, a woman, they said that a woman feels better when she's pregnant than when she's not pregnant. It's like a difference. How is it true?
I think it is.
You know what? Now, hold on. Now, my thing is this. It's a warmer feeling. It's a warmer. A lot of people say it stay wet. It's a warmer feeling. It's like y'all got a fever down there. Like, it's like 102, 103 degrees down there. It's like, God damn. This motherfucker. It's hot and wet at the same time.
Like, damn, is you human? Are you a new alien?
Right. Fellas, I'm going to tell you, if you haven't done it, fuck her while she's sick. Fuck her while she got a fever. Oh, my God. I don't give a fuck.
What?
Fuck her
while she got a fever.
Fuck her when you got a fever.
Tommy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, I'm like, man, the hotter the better. She might go, she might be going into convulsions and all that shit. She might be at 103, but fuck it. Go and get it. Get yours on.
Yeah. And to me, you know what I'm saying, I can bone somebody that's sick. I don't get sick from that, you know. You gotta sneeze on me. Now you gotta sneeze on me to get me to get sick.
I have a high immune.
Yeah, I have high tolerance when it comes to that. Fuck it. She got a what? 103. Yeah, here it comes, man. Hot sausage.
Now, Marley, would you have sex with somebody that is in the hospital in labor?
No, because I seen that the way that shit looked, that coochie wide open. I'm like, that's not too pretty looking. You can have that.
Oh my goodness!
Marley said the coochie wide open.
Wide open. That's not a good look. I'm like, that's what the hell it look like. You can have that.
Right. You see that baby popped out. You like, he done ruined it. Thanks, Junior.
Yeah.
You done ruined the pussy.
I thought hers was gonna be ruined after the first one because my son was 9 pounds and 9 ounces. I said, ah, damn, that's a fat ass kid. What the fuck?
that's a huge ass kid, man.
Yeah, man.
I weigh 9 pounds, 12 ounces.
Right, and he's still chubby, ain't he? Mark, like, don't talk about my boy now. Don't talk about my boy.
I was 4 ounces off of being 10 pounds, so I was a pretty big kid. I look like a damn big-ass Chinese baby. I was like, what the hell?
But now you're thinking all the right prices.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
She even put up a profile pic, man.
Yeah, I seen that.
Oh, y'all saw that?
Last night. I seen that. Mm-hmm. I seen that last night.
All up, yeah, nice and perky.
Marley don't miss shit. Marley say, I seen that. That's nice.
we gonna have to put Marley on the admins list because Marley be on that motherfucker. Marley be, hey, I gotta get to. Don't nobody else get on that motherfucker. Hey, I know if I ain't gonna see nobody else, I'm gonna see Marley Ball. Like, God dang, there go Marley.
You know, I'd be up on him. I'd be up on him.
What? Marley, I think my favorite line from you is, I think Janine posted a picture of you. Hey, I'll take a shot at it.
I'm supposed to be looking for, what is it, a gray 18-wheeler?
Big Daddy Cool.
I told you, gray 18-wheeler, boy. You know what I'm saying? You hear it coming. It's a problem. Oh, here come that damn Marley. I was talking on that shit.
Hey. Now he's like, well, God, wait a minute, Marley. We're in a residential district. Oh, shit. They got Marley. They got tickets and shit. All I want to know is where she at?
Where Mrs. Claus at?
I'm gonna tell you, this ain't the North Pole, motherfucker. Wait. Just go on Sin City. Just go on Sin City. You see what I'm talking about?
You know what you talking about? Sin City. What is that? Find out real quick. SinCityRadioShow.com. Go ahead. You know,
well, ain't nobody on this motherfucker right now, so.
I don't know what happened.
What the hell?
I've been trying to get back on there. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seen Janine. I seen Butter. I seen Liquor Store with the little Ninja Turtle shorts on. I'm like, no, that ain't shorts. That ain't turtles. That's ass. That's ass.
That's my little so that's love child. I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, little shit. I'm sorry.
I mean, hey, like I say, y'all, SinCityRadioShow.com, all y'all got to do is get all that log on. I mean, like I say, we got something for everybody. Now, what I need y'all to do is tell a friend. Tell a friend. Get a friend on there, man. Shit. Hey, girl, go log on there. Y'all, if y'all are any of them old wild-ass groups that y'all that Facebook got, shit, post it on there. Tell them. Go on to CNC. All y'all gotta do is post it. I mean,
I've been doing
that
all day. I got a couple of people asking me what's going on, and I said, "Well, I'm on a live show right now. I can't click over. So they Facebooking me. Why you not answering your phone? I know you're at home. I'm on a live show. There is right now. So
yeah, exactly."
That's what's up. Greatly appreciate it. I'll say, man, and tell them if they want to know more about it, get on the website. That's all they got to do. I mean, it ain't just, I mean, like I said, we got spoken words on that. We got everything. I mean, shit, if you want to feel, if you want to bring your poetic side out, hey, go for it. We got all that. You want to make your own private group, go for it. We got it all.
Y'all just better log on. Take my damn drug chip.
Y'all better get on, cause there ain't nobody on but me.
I'll be back in a minute.
Well, I don't know what happened, cause my computer is saying data something.
Janine, I tried to say hey to you last night, but it wasn't even. I don't know what was going on with my internet.
So it wouldn't go through.
No, it wouldn't. I was like, and by the time I got on, y'all had already lost off. I'm like,
Where's Father Tom? Tom, where you at?
Right here, man.
Oh, man. Is it time?
Yeah, we over again, man, as usual. I know they be like, these motherfuckers don't now end on time. All right, Janine, you got any last words?
Yes. I hope everyone had some good holidays and some good holiday food, and I'm going to party tomorrow for New Year's and enjoy myself.
Okay.
Everybody have a happy New Year, and I'll talk to y'all next week.
That's what's up. That's right. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. Damn, the day the 35th day is the 28th. Marley, you got any last words?
All right, another good show. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I can talk to y'all next week during New Year. You know, have a happy New Year and all that good stuff, and don't get too drunk. You know. Have you a good time? One love, Sissy forever.
Joe. Andy, you got any last words?
I'm had a good time. Happy New Year's to everybody. I'm going to be working 4 a.m., so I ain't doing shit. Yeah, and you guys for the New Year need to go on a couple more days. Because we enjoy being on. Maybe y'all can do that for us. I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Liquor Stove, last words.
Happy New Year. I love y'all. I will be back. Y'all going on 6 motherfucking years. I'm in this bitch. New City, y'all.
Okay, what happened to your Sin City bitches? I was waiting on that. Butter, you got any last words?
I would like to say I enjoyed the evening. I'm going to learn to keep my medical terms to myself. And I will see you next year.
Wow. Next year.
Hi, Doc.
Man, I'm tired of y'all motherfuckers. I ain't talking to y'all the next year. CityRadioShow.com. Y'all hit us up. Like I said, post pictures, blogs, whatever you want to do, man. Just get it popping. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. CityRadioShow.com.
All right. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, and hair grease. God bless. Have a safe, blessed holiday. We out.
Bye.
Bye.
Same time next week, y'all.